This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A report this morning from the largest domestic hunger relief organization finds a persistent problem of food insecurity. That's when people have limited or uncertain access to adequate food. And the analysis by the advocacy group Feeding America shows food insecurity listed by county were still at historic highs in 2014, the most recent year the data captured. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
The report says 90% of the counties with the highest food insecurity rates in 2014 were in the South, where average incomes and education levels are lower, according to University of Kentucky poverty expert James Zeliak.
Another factor is the fraction of the population that live in rural communities is higher, and rural Americans are at greater risk of food insecurity.
Zeliak wasn't part of Feeding America's report, but he says food insecurity levels continue to linger above pre-recession levels. He blames the sluggish nature of the economic recovery, especially among low-income earners.
They're slow to regain full-time employment, and many households still have not.
The public at large thinks that this problem has gone away.
Feeding America's chief executive, Diana Aviv, says there are many households in the country where families aren't poor enough to access federal nutrition programs, but she says they're still struggling and still showing up at the food banks and soup kitchens in her organization's network. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.